Send 0 TR Mobile.
TR? Not Tom? Good morning, big boy.
The one and only. Just passing the Greer High School here, headed towards home. Been over to Spartanburg and got some mass consumables. How's your day?
Wonderful how you say Greer. Everybody can tell you're not from Greer when you say it that way. If you're from Greer, it's Greer.
Greer. Oh, it was a nice trip. It was nice to see that big shiny thing up in the sky for a change.
Son, I stepped out this morning and it was 27 degrees looking out back towards my ham shack. And I looked up and saw all that light and I'm going, oh, the world's coming on in. What's that?
All right. I'm showing 45 degrees here. Just coming up on Gap Creek and Highway 14.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, it is nice to see for a change, isn't it? I tell you what, I've been joking folks about I'm about to get moldy, but it's about to start becoming the truth.
What? Steve, I'm sorry, I was watching the traffic here and my brain disengaged.
I said I had been teasing folks about getting moldy, but there at one point, it was just about to become the truth.
That's fact. That's sitting around just kills me and the wife. It's worse than if you can get out and do something. But I've been having fun eliminating the starlings out back from eating my food for the songbirds up. I just got tired of them monkeying with it, so I sent some of them to that starling heaven in the sky.
Need to find out.
Eat them, too. I ain't feeding the starlings. Man, they come in and there'll be a 50 to 100 of them, and they'll just annihilate the food for all the other ones, and then they're gone, and all they leave is their droppings.
Hey, Tom, let me paint you a picture real quick. I just topped up here at Little Mountain, just out from my house, and it is such a beautiful, clear day that I can see Paris Mountain, Caesar's Head way off in the distance. I can see Glassy Mountain, the rock up at Glassy Rock. Looking back across to the right, I can see Hogback Mountain with Channel 7 transmitter, and all the way back around to White Oak Mountain, Bo. And if I crane my neck around, I got a clear shot back towards Mount Mitchell.
That's pretty nice, Steve. Well, I don't know where all those things are at, but I got a good idea. And I wish I knew them by sight. But I've never been up on Mount Mitchell to the transmitter. K4SUG was going to take me up there one time, and the weather prevented it, and we just never did get around to it after that. But I used to like to go up on Paris Mountain, but you can't get up to the transmitters now. They've blocked it off because of all the crumbs going up there and putting graffiti on things and doing drugs.
Know what you mean. I'll tell you what. If somewhere in the not-too-distant future, I can come up with a crank-up tower that I can put on my trailer, what would you think about me taking you up to Mount Mitchell and us playing with Simplex 2-meter a little bit?
Have to be a lot warmer than it is now. Well, that would be neat. It really would. You going to put a crank-up tower on a trailer, or are you just going to get a crank-up tower for home?
It would be a 60-foot crank-up tower that I could put on my trailer. I got a call coming in. Let me call you right back.
Okay, I'm going to jump out and get the mail in 0TR.
RKN4VWA. OTR, KN4VWA. You still there, Tom? KN4VWA. Monitoring.
KW4NWB.
W4NWB, KN4VWA. What's that big shiny thing up in the sky?
I've heard rumors it's the sun, but it sure feels good, don't it?
Ooh-wee, I stepped out this morning and saw that. Scared me to death. I thought the world's coming to an end.
Glad to see it. I'm glad all that mess is over and done with.
I was telling a friend of mine a few minutes ago I'd been teasing a couple of people, telling them I was going to start getting moldy. Well, after yesterday, I was telling them, hey, I'm getting moldy.
It'd be easy for anything around this place to turn green. As much moisture and humidity as we've had, it just hadn't been warm enough.
I tell you what, it's a better day. I guess it's a better day. I'm having to head down to downtown Greenville. I'm out here the other end of Greer. What's your ex?
Yeah, and I just left the shop, headed for Oconee County, my longest run of the day.
Up to you before. What, my first name is Steve? What's your first name?
It's Robbie, Steve.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. Yeah, you run who do you run deliveries for?
Actually, I'm a communications technician for DOT.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, man, well, how have you been doing? Boy, you've been wet.
Hey, I tell you, it was kind of funny. I was in Columbia all day yesterday. We're testing a new system, and it went well. And I got back to Spartanburg. That's where I parked my van. And I guess it was about 20 to 5, something like that. And, of course, everybody yesterday was loading up, getting ready to go brine and sand and everything. I didn't even get in the gate good, and I had two guys flagging me down with radio trouble. So I worked out in the snow for about the last hour. It wasn't bad, though.
Well, when you say DOT, is that the road division that supervises construction, or is that the guys that puts the brine out, or is that, it's not highway patrol, is it?
It's actually the guys that do the engineering, construction, and it's also the maintenance side. Maintenance is the one that uses the radios the most. That's the ones that I deal with most, but my job is to touch every radio I have in District 3, which is Spartanburg, Greenville, Pickens, and Oconee, once a year, and I'm graded on that. They expect me to touch at least 80% of my stuff, and last year I did pretty well, so it's not a bad job. I have to take care of not quite 800 radios.
Ooh-wee. Man. So when you say touch them, you're just talking about checking the antennas, making sure they're clean, transmit clean, and contacts clean, to just service and maintenance and keep going.
That's about it. Biggest thing that tears up, of course, is microphones and antennas. I had one in Campobello this morning. I spent a couple of hours up there. It was on a backhoe and had gotten torn off because it was on the very top. Of course, when they haul that thing on the trailer, that puts that thing way up in the tree, so it's easy to get knocked off. So I spent a couple hours this morning moving it down to a lower position on that the case, so it didn't have a whole lot of metal, so I had to find a place for it. But got it down so it won't get hit and torn off again, hopefully.
Maybe that's one of those situations where a mag mount might work out better. If they're just going to drag them off and break them off on limbs and such, you know, get something that'll break away.
Yeah, we use low band. They're too big, and believe it or not, we're still in the old low band system, so it's got to have a good ground plane. It needs to be something durable too, so that it can take a few swipes and things and be okay. We use the Motorola Spectra antennas, and they're pretty tough. Or Spectrum, excuse me. They're pretty tough. I see a lot of cracked coils and broken springs, and sometimes the whips will break if it's really bad. But had one a couple of weeks ago that got torn out of the roof, out of the hole, literally. Up in Pickens, so as soon as that one comes back from the body shop, I'm gonna put another one in it.
Oh, yeah. What is that, a 96-inch whip?
No, it's not the full size, like quarter wave. It's got a loading coil at the bottom, and I don't remember what the dimension is on that thing. I think I usually cut it for around 42 and a half and end up trimming it a little bit.
Okay. What frequency is that?
It's low band. We've got several repeater pairs we use down there, and they're between 44 something and 47 something.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think the Malden City Police still uses that.
Could be. There's a few folks that still do. We're kind of the rarity. It's hard to get duplexers and portable radios that work on our frequency because nobody much uses them. I think I know Pike Electric still uses them, and there's a few of the utilities that do.
K4VWA. You know what? I listened to Malden Police on that 450 or 440 something. I can't remember right now, but anyhow, I listen to them. They're still using it, and I'm doing it on a Biothing.
Yeah, that sounds like UHF. They're probably on UHF if it's 450. We're down on the plain old 44 to 47, not the 400 and something. So we're kind of a rarity. KM4VWA, W4 and WB for ID.
Oh, I thought you meant that you were up on the 450, 470 range. Yeah, man, shoot, that is down there. Wow. So what is the range on one of those?
It's pretty good. It's kind of a trade-off. We can't use gain antennas because they're just too big. Not practical. So you end up with something that's a little less in unity gain sometimes on the vehicles. It's definitely a compromise of size over gain. Not really, it's kind of a loss, but the low band does travel pretty well. We can get probably 40 miles out of it. I mean, there's places where we can go 50 or better, but it's enough to cover a county. That's all we need, and I've got one repeater that's on Paris Mountain. It's a regional, so it reaches a good wave.
You know what? Honest to goodness, I didn't know that stuff was still out there.
Yeah, it's rare, but it's still there. We're actually doing some enhancements and looking to make some changes. We're planning trying to get into the 20th century right now. It's that old.
Wow. Well, hey, you think you just simply make the jump all the way into microwave like some of the police departments have?
No, we'll probably go to VHF. We'll probably do something like that. We're still analog, just plain old FM on the transmitter side. So, I mean, we get to VHF, we can try some other things like P25 and some of the other things as digital modes. That's still the planning stages. That's a lot of work.
Okay. And, you know, I bet that's a little bit of an aggravation just staying up with that stuff. You know, because you don't find much out there for it.
Man, there's a sinkhole in that guy's yard. I'm over kind of towards Liberty Pickens right now, coming through the country. But, yeah, it's sometimes a challenge to kind of keep up with it, especially some of the digital stuff. We also use, we do have some VHF frequencies, but they're like just for our portables and stuff, for flagging like around the road work and stuff. And some of us, like I work for headquarters actually out of Columbia, so we use some of the 800, PAL 800 trunk stuff too.
There's the Highway Patrol on now. I know they went up to microwave, didn't they?
They're on that PAL 800. It's a statewide trunk system.
Yeah, so you can hear them then.
Payments with them, so we can monitor, and some of the other folks like DOT actually is, SHIP is actually a part of DOT, so they use it extensively.
Oh, yeah. My cousin's husband used to work for SHIP. That was several years ago. Huh. Well, that's just interesting. I bet that keeps you hopping.
I've gotten bored a little bit, but It's not a bad job, as I can tell everybody. I've only been here about a year and a half. I spent the previous 17 years actually teaching IT, and had the opportunity to get back to something I did back from the 80s even. I was in telecom from the time I was in college in 83 or so, and I just really enjoy it. So it's not a hard job, and as I tell everybody, this is probably the easiest job I've ever had. I do enjoy myself. Lots of good people, too.
Good, that's good. Yeah, but do you ever worry about getting behind on the rest of the technologies?
Well, with ham radio, that helps me kind of keep up with some of it, but I read the trade magazines and still interface with other agencies and stuff, and so I do try to challenge myself and keep up as best I can.
Yeah, yeah. So what kind of license did you have to do that you're working with?
Actually, they don't require, used to be you had to have a commercial license, but they don't require that anymore. That's just for shipboard and avionics, which I actually did avionics while I was in college. But they don't require anything hard and fast as far as FCC is concerned now, but as far as the position, the state requires, you know, some experience, and at least a ham radio license doesn't hurt anything.
That's good. I tell you what, now do you ever come to any of the club meetings?
I used to be a member of the Greer Club years ago. It's been a while since I actually did visit one time last year, but I'm not a member anywhere. Don't come regularly, but that's something I need to get back into. I'd like to. I thought about visiting either Spartanburg or Greenville too, but just haven't. I just can't ever think of it. I get home and I get settled in my easy chair, and I forget about stuff like that.
Coming over to Greer. It's a good bunch right now. And you talk about keeping up with technologies. They're working with Arduino kits right now. Programmable Arduinos. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I used to teach some of that PLC type stuff back when I did electronics.
Yep. Well, all the members are going through these little kits, and they're learning how to program and do all kinds of stuff with the little Arduinos. So it's a good bunch, it's a friendly bunch, too. You ought to come on back out. You probably know they meet at 7 o'clock on the second Monday of each month. And where did they meet when you were a member?
Same place, Woodman of the World.
What's the matter with you, boy? Get on back out there.
Yeah, I need to. It's one of those things I need to burn it in my brain that it's the second Monday. I can never remember, so I need to put that in my calendar and put it on a repeat schedule.
There you go. Hey, listen, this smart aleck phone of mine, that's what I call it. I don't call it a smartphone. I call it my smart aleck phone. I got stuff programmed in there, and it pretty much keeps me up on my schedules now.
Yeah, I got to where I write myself what I call trip over notes for stuff I don't want to forget, and reminders in my calendar and stuff like that. It's pretty handy, and I agree. Sometimes it is a smart aleck instead of just plain old smart. Mine's getting to be kind of old and slow. It's kind of like me.
Yeah. Well, so do you do any HF?
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine. Going back to the Greer Club real quick before I forget, I used to be a member over there for a few years, and I was real big into the field day operations when we did that. I was the tower monkey for a few years, I do some HF. I've got a buddy of mine who used to go to the Greer Club as well. He's my Elmer. He retired to Florida, so he and I get on there in the evening sometimes, either on 40 or 75, and we'll talk. And Charlie Graydon, WA4PKL, he's down in, I forget if it's Simpsonville or Fountain in Simpsonville. He'll get on there with us. He used to be in the Greer Club, too. I'm not sure if he still is. He's battling some health issues right now. But the three of us get on there from time to time, either on 40 or 75.
Yo. Well, hey, you need to come on back in, bud. Let me tell you what I just recently did. Now, I got my technician back in July then I got my general in August, and then I went out for a new knee, so I didn't get my extra. So I'm working on getting my extra right now, but I just built me a station, put up a 50-foot tower. I put a rotatable dipole at the top, and I got me a brand spanking new 991A Yaesu. And I got me an Ameritron 811H amp, 800 watt. And I tell you, I think I finally got that thing tuned up to where it's just meeting my expectations now. Oh, it's working good. Talked to Northern Ireland, I talked to Zambia, Puerto Rico, you know, out in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's just easy. And it's just working finally.
KM4VWA W4NWB. Well, awesome. That's a nice station. You'll be able to use that for a long time to come. I've just got a couple of dipoles up right now. I've got a 75 and a 40 up, and I got a 10, 15, 20, and 40 meter vertical ground mounted. And I'm trying to think of what else. There's something else I've got. Oh, yeah, 2 meter and 440 Yagi stuck up about 20 feet. It's on a rotator. I've got a tower under the deck. I haven't got it put up. We've been living there 5 years and it's in the plans, but I got about a 47 foot, I guess, or on 25, but just ain't got the budget for the concrete right now or the back for digging the hole, so that'll get there one day.
On that hole, son, to get this 50 foot tower up, and I put a tilt over mechanism on it too. It's a freestanding tower, no guy wires. And I put a tilt mechanism on it with an electric winch. Boy, I tell you what, that's the sweetest thing since buttermilk. I just lower that tower right down and have that rotatable dipole just almost on the ground to work on it if I need to in about 5 minutes.
That's awesome. I thought about doing a hazer. Mine's short enough I don't have to do guys. A 25. If you go up about 50 feet, you can do it without guys as long as you put at least a yard of concrete in the ground. But I don't know. That's kind of a dream thing, too. But I've got an old Mosley 33 Junior with upgraded traps on it that I've had up before. I used to live in Piedmont, and then I moved to Pattersville, and now I live in Inman, of course. But I need to refurb that Mosley. It's a tri-bander, just 10, 15, and 20. But I need to go through the traps and clean them up because it's been down for, oh my goodness, I don't know how long, probably 15 years now, something like that. I need to get him refurbed and sort of plan to put on the top anyway. And I've got a 3-element 6-meter beam I used to have up to it, the Cushcraft, and that'll go on top. So that's all the plans, I reckon.
Yeah, hey, Robbie, I got a phone call. I'll be right back in there with you in just a couple minutes, okay? I'm going to stand by.
Roger, roger. W4NWB Mobile.
Okay, K4VWA, you still there?
Hey, W4NWB, yes, sir.
All right. So, well, let me ask you something. I was trying to ask you something before we got interrupted by the cell phone. What was we talking about?
You're near station, and we're just comparing what we had.
Yeah. I am kind of thinking about trying to get me a crank up for my trailer. I got a little 10x10 trailer, and it's wide because, you know, for my motorcycles. And I'm thinking about trying to get me a little crank up that I can haul up to the top of Caesar's Head and see what I can do on 2-meter simplex.
Yeah, you don't need a whole lot. There's kind of a new thing, relatively new thing they're doing now. Summit's on the air soda, and there's a lot of them that are. I've worked a couple from North Georgia. I can't tell you the name of the mountain. One of them was Yellow Mountain up there. With just a minimal antenna and 5 watts. So you get on a peak like that, you can talk a good distance.
Yeah, but they're doing mainly CW, aren't they?
Nah, it's just 2-meter FM.
Wow. Okay. Well, man, you've just instigated me to see if I can't move that plan a little bit forward more quicker.
Fun. Good challenges, and they're always, they call it activating those peaks. Once you get, I think it's 4 contacts or something like that, they say that peak's been activated. I've been involved in just the other end of helping with activation, just making the contact. I've never actually gone to a peak and tried to do it, but it sounds like a lot of fun. I got a buddy of mine in Spartanburg that asked me if I'd be interested. I never did follow up on it. I need to do that. That'd be a lot of fun, go hiking or something. And I have done 40 meter CW on from Paris Mountain State Park, but man, that's been eons ago.
Yeah. Well, you do know that we've got a guy, a member in the club right now, that has the lead, or he's in the top 5 worldwide with soda.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know a whole lot of people that are still there. I know Carl, W4RCW. I'm trying to remember who else used to be a member that was still there the last time I visited, but my memory's just not that good.
Yeah, well, he did a little, he did a talk on it here about 3 months ago, and yeah, boy, I tell you what, it's pretty interesting. But, you know, he goes to places where you got to hike back in there like 8 or 10 miles through the brush, and at my age, with my 2 new knees, I'm just not quite up for that.
I do understand. KN4BWA, W4NWB. I had a little issue. I've had an issue with one of my knees for the last 20 years, and finally went to an orthopedic about a month ago, I guess, and he gave me some anti-inflammatories, and it took care of it, thank the Lord. But, I'm not one big for hiking. I have to climb in and out of this equipment every day. That's rough enough. I'm not too big on hiking.
Being there, and see, I used to be a member of the original Greenville County Jeep Search and Rescue back before they had the helicopters, and I used to climb and rappel out on Glassy and a few of these other places where these nitwits would go and fall over the rock, and it was something else. And I think that's part of how I wore my knees out, moving equipment, heavy equipment around. Well, anyhow, listen, I've destinated over here, and I'm going to meet a guy I went to high school with to get some lunch, and I really enjoy talking to you again, bud. Come on out to the meeting. It's second Monday, 7 o'clock. You know the drill. They've been having a good time. Come on out, and I'll see you out there. Give me your call sign one more time.
Whiskey 4, November Whiskey Bravo.
November Whiskey Bravo. Try to behave yourself, Robbie. And if you can't do that, don't get caught. This is KN4 BWA. I'm clear after your final, bud.
Enjoy it, Steve. Thanks for talking me halfway to Oconee. Hope you enjoy your lunch, and I hope to see you soon. I'll do my best to try to remember second Monday at 7. 7-3 is KN4VWA, W4 and WB, clear?